I invite you to open your Bible, please, to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. In honor of Mother's Day, I'd like us to visit a passage that highlights the important role that mothers have in the lives of their children during those formative years. And even if you're not a mother yourself with children in the home, you certainly know women who are presently in that role, and this would be something that maybe you can pray for them, you can encourage them in the role that they have and what we're going to be discussing today. Proverbs chapter 1, let's read verses 8 and 9. Follow along, please. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Let's pray. Our Father, we do pray with all of the distractions that we have in the world today and even some of the distractions we've had this morning, that we will be able at this time to quiet our hearts before you, to open your word, and to listen for your voice today. And I do pray earnestly for all those who are mothers who have been given this privilege and yet very demanding role of rearing children and teaching them in your way. And so I pray, Lord, that you'll be with us today as we consider this topic in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in 2012, I preached a message from Proverbs chapter 6 that really is very similar to what we're talking about today. Now, that was 8 years ago. And as I think about it, in those 8 years, we really have almost a new generation of mothers who have come along. We have some who were not mothers at that time who are now mothers. We have some who were mothers at that time who are now grandmothers. In fact, I happen to live with one. And so a lot has happened in 8 years. And so I think it's appropriate that we would have a refresher, but we're looking at a different passage, and yet there are many parallels to the passage we looked at 8 years ago. So some of what we'll cover today will be a refresher to some who were here 8 years ago. Some of it will be new. But unlike my message 8 years ago, today's message is really going to focus on the particulars, on the details, on the specifics, if you will. The theme we want to consider today is this: mothers, teach your children important lessons from God's Word. Teach your children important lessons from God's Word. Now, if you look at the verse that we have here in verse 8, you see that word instruction applying to fathers and then law applying to mothers. In the Hebrew, the word instruction emphasizes the corrective instruction of a father. And fathers often find themselves in that role. The father sometimes has to lower the boom, if you will, or to correct a child. And so the focus of that word is really on correction. The word law is the Hebrew word Torah. We usually think of it in terms of the Mosaic Law, but it's actually a broader term. The Hebrew term literally means teaching. And so this word emphasizes the teaching of a mother. Now, there's Hebrew parallelism going on here, and it indicates that the father and the mother are actually working together cooperatively as a team. Of course, this is what is supposed to happen in a Christian home, is that the father and the mother are working together to instruct the children and correct the children at times so that they are walking in the ways of the Lord. Now, the admonition here is addressed to sons, and we can broaden that to children, but certainly to sons, to hear, to listen attentively to the father's instruction. And if we put the last part in the positive, children are to heed the mother's teaching. And as we go on to verse 9, we see that there's a reward in this. If children will hear and heed as they should, verse 9 indicates that there will be a reward, a benefit for them. Their father's instruction, which they hear, and their mother's teaching, which they heed, will magnificently adorn their lives. It'll be like wearing jewelry, if you will. An ornament of grace is a wreath or garland on the head as a symbol of favor. And a chain about the neck, this is a reference to an ornamental necklace, a costly and beautiful necklace, something that would signify that someone is especially blessed. And the point of all this is that children who have been well taught in the ways of the Lord will display the beauty of God's wisdom and truth in their lives. Tremendous promise. And in doing so, they will bring honor to their parents and to the Lord, because they will be walking in the way of God's truth. But it's a big job. It's a big job that mothers have. Mothers do a lot of teaching as their children grow. Day by day, probably hundreds of times a day, there is teaching going on. We've been reminded of this in recent weeks as our daughter Kimberly and her family have been living with us while their house is on the market, and they want to keep that house show ready. And so they're living in our house, which is not show ready. But we just really enjoyed this time with our grandchildren and being able to observe them and interact with them. But one thing we also observe is just how much instruction goes on from the parent to the child, from the mother to the child. Kristen, don't do that. Caleb, stop doing that to your sister. Karis, no, no, no. Of course, Karis is too small to understand anything more than no. But our daughter is really teaching the children very important lessons, not only in the negative, but also in the positive, teaching positive lessons concerning what pleases not only the parents, but also the Lord. And as these grandchildren of ours grow, our daughter will be teaching them commands and principles from the Word of God. And she will teach them with her words, but also by way of her example. And so a mother has a very important role teaching, imparting God's wisdom to her children. And the goal here is that the children would, with all their hearts and with all their souls and with all their might, learn to love God and serve and obey Him. So teaching truth lessons is a Christian mother's most important work. Verse 8 says, "Forsake not the law, the teaching, the Torah of your mother." Torah carries with it the idea of a catechism. That is to say, there's a certain body of truth that a mother is imparting to her children. And there are many teaching lessons that she is involved in. And so this is what we want to focus on today. Mothers, teach your children important lessons from God's Word. And that begs the question, what lessons specifically should a mother teach to her children? Well, we certainly don't have time today to answer that question in full. Books have been written on this. But using the scriptures, and especially going through the book of Proverbs, what I'd like us to do is see 10 very important lessons that a Christian mother should teach to her children. And the first one is primary. Teach them to love God. Teach them to love God. If you go back to Deuteronomy 6, a familiar passage to many of us, teach them to love God. This is number one, and we can say that because Jesus said it was number one. He said this is the first and greatest commandment, that we would love God with our whole being. Deuteronomy 6, and I want to begin in verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Now notice verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So, mothers, teach your children diligently. Teach them diligently. The Hebrew verb here is a very interesting word. It means literally to sharpen or to whet, as one would sharpen a blade or perhaps the tip of an arrow. And you do this by repeatedly striking that metal across the whetstone, and you're sharpening it and sharpening it and sharpening it. There's a repeated process that goes on over and over and over again until that blade or that tip of the arrow is sharp. I'm reminded of Psalm 127:4. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. And so you're sharpening those arrows, mothers. And the idea here is repetition. You know, how does a mother sharpen her children? Well, by going over those same truth lessons over and over and over again. There's repetition. Don't give up. Don't weary of the task. You may say no for the thousandth time, but don't stop. You keep doing it again and again. Going over the same truth lessons over and over until they get it. Until it sinks in. Until it becomes ingrained and enmeshed in their thinking. That's what a mother does with her teaching. And so the idea here is to teach them diligently. Teach them what? To love God. To love God. The Deuteronomy passage says here that you teach your children while they're sitting down and or walking or lying down or rising up. And the idea here is you're teaching them throughout the whole day, from the time that their feet hit the floor in the morning and they rise up, through all of those opportunities that you have, both formal and informal, to impart truth to your children throughout the day, to the very end of the day when you say those good night prayers and you tuck them in bed at night. You know, all throughout the day, you're just using this repetition to teach important lessons to your children, and specifically and most importantly, to teach them to love God. And if you're going to teach your children to love God, you must teach them about God. There has to be some theological content to your teaching. You teach them, starting out, even when they're very young, you teach them on a child's level. I remember that in the home, we years ago would have some of these books that were very much geared to young children, but would teach them very important Bible truths. Do that, mothers. Teach them theology on their level. Another thing you should do as parents is bring your children to Sunday school. Because in Sunday school, we have teachers who are teaching on their level, on the children's level, so that they will understand those Bible truths. And you want them to learn those Bible truths when they're young, so that they are just embedded and enmeshed in their thinking. So you bring your children to Sunday school, and when they get home and you're having your meal after church, you ask your children, what did you learn in Sunday school today? And then open up a discussion for you to kind of reinforce through repetition those important truths that have been taught to your children. So what lessons ought a mother teach her children? Number one, and very important, teach them to love God. That's where we start. Second lesson, and this is very closely related, teach them to reverence God. The word that's used in Proverbs is the word fear. We are to reverentially fear God. And what we see here in Proverbs is that this is a good place to start in terms of teaching your children to love God. You teach them to fear God. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And so what you're doing is you're teaching them about God so that they will love God and so that they will fear God reverentially. So the fear, the reverential fear of the Lord is the beginning. It's foundational to it. It's a controlling principle in terms of imparting knowledge to your children. Fearing God presumes several things. It presumes, first of all, a belief in God. Make sure your children are believers. Number two, a belief that God knows all. He's omniscient. He knows everything about us. He knows what's happening in our lives. Number three, belief that God is the righteous judge. Children need to understand God is a God of love, but also a God of justice. He's incredibly fair. But they also need to understand, number four, that He will hold us accountable for our thoughts and words and actions. And they must also believe that submitting to God is always best. Doing it God's way is always best. Being in submission to what God has revealed in His Word is always best. Teach your children that. If your children really understand these things, they will come to a reverence of God, a holy reverence of a holy God. So teach them to love God. Teach them to reverence God. Third lesson, teach them to trust God. Oh, this is so important. Teach them to trust God. We see this in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, familiar passage. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Those are good verses for a child to memorize. Put those on your verse memory list, mothers. So teach them to trust God. This lesson naturally follows what you teach them in terms of loving God and fearing God. You teach them to trust God. For God is a God who can be trusted. And God is a God who ought to be trusted. Now as we look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, what we see here are four phrases. And each of these phrases teach us things about trusting God. So the first phrase here is that our trust in God should be wholehearted. It's all your heart. If you think about it, half-hearted trust is not trust at all. I mean, if you only half trust that a chair is going to support your weight, are you going to what? Put half of your weight on that chair? What does that mean? If you only half trust that the driver is going to drive safely and get you to your destination, what are you going to do? Put half of your body in the car? You know, this doesn't make sense. And so we cannot be half-hearted in our trust of God. We ought to trust God wholeheartedly, without reservation, without hesitation, without vacillation. We just trust God, no matter what. So our trust of God should be wholehearted. The second phrase here is that we must lean on God and not on our own understanding. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We really ought to constantly, day by day, be trusting ourselves less and trusting Him more. God's thoughts are above our own. Even the most perplexing of circumstances come along into our lives, and what does that do? It puts our trust in God to the test. It tries our faith. But when we cannot understand and when we cannot comprehend what is happening, that's the very time that we most need to learn to trust God. So we lean on God and not on our own understanding. Third phrase, we acknowledge God in our ways. That is to say, every step we take, every decision we make, every fork in the road, if you will, we stop and we think of God. What does God want me to do? How is He leading me in this circumstance? What would most honor and glorify Him as I make this decision or choose the fork in the road? So we acknowledge God in all our ways, and then we trust God to keep His promise that He will direct our path. The Hebrew idea here is leveling a path and straightening a path and clearing a path so that the path that God wants us to be on, it becomes very clear and obvious to us. And so as we do these things, the promise that God makes is that He's going to show us the path that He wants us to be on. We can trust Him to lead us in this way. So teach your children to trust God. And fourth lesson to teach them to obey God. Now I put these in this order for a reason, because we think of that song, Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's a good song. Simple theology. Simple enough for a child to understand. But oh, such important lessons. Oh, that we would learn to trust God and to obey God. It would save us so much grief. So teach your children that in order to be considered wise, they must obey God. Proverbs 28:7 says, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Whoso keepeth Torah," the teaching, probably connected all the way back here to the Proverbs chapter 1, where it talks about the teaching of a mother. "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son." Teach them to obey, that to obey God, they must obey you, because that's what God wants. We think of Ephesians 6:1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Obey them in the Lord, for this is right. This is what God wants for children, to obey their parents, because those parents are God's authorities that He has placed in those children's lives that they might learn. So teach them that to obey God, they must obey you, and teach them the reward of obedience. Proverbs 3:1-2. "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Oh, if children would only learn what blessings will come if they will but obey. Obey God, obey your children, obey your parents, and God is going to bless you in these ways. So teach them the reward of obedience. But on the flip side, teach them the horrible consequences of disobedience. Now, Terry would often quote this next verse to our children. Proverbs 30, verse 17. "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it." Well, that'll get your children's attention. They'll be wide-eyed as you quote that verse to them. And indeed, our children were. So teach them the horrible consequences of disobedience. That is to say, God is watching. And God will make sure that even things done in secret will be justly rewarded according to God's justice. So, O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe, children. Make sure you obey. And mothers, teach your children to obey. To obey God, and in doing so, to obey you. Fifth lesson, teach them that they should seek the wisdom of God. Teach them to seek the wisdom of God. This is a major theme in Proverbs. Look at Proverbs 2, verses 3 through 6. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." So impress upon your children that they ought to seek after God's wisdom like that, earnestly, as for a great treasure. I looked at chapter 3 in verse 21. "My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble." Oh, that the children would learn to seek the wisdom of God and the reward that comes with that wisdom. And of course, it's very simple. You know, how do we seek the wisdom of God? Well, God has given us wisdom in the Word of God. And so you need to make sure your children are going to the Word of God to discover the wisdom of God. Mothers, teach your children important lessons from God's Word. Now, the five lessons we've covered so far are theocentric. They're centered on God. And let me just review them with you. Number one, teach them to love God. That's where you start. Number two, teach them to reverence God. Number three, teach them to trust God. Number four, teach them to obey God. And number five, teach them to seek the wisdom of God. Now, the next five lessons we're going to look at relate to the personal development of the child. And these are very important lessons. So the sixth lesson, teach them to guard their heart. Teach your children to be careful what they give their heart to, lest it become a treasured idol of the heart. Proverbs 4:23 says to keep, that is to guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's how important it is for children and for all of us to guard our hearts. So teach your children to be careful what they give their heart to, lest it lead them astray. Proverbs 19:27, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. So teach them to be careful, you know, what they're listening to, who they're listening to, who they're watching, who they're following, lest they err from the faith. And teach your children to protect and guard their hearts from evil, to not even look upon it. Psalm 119:37, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Oh, children, especially in the day in which we live, need to develop this discernment so that they would divert their eyes from something that is evil, protecting and guarding their heart in the process. So mothers, teach your children to guard their heart. This is so important as children grow, especially those upper elementary years and the early teen years. This is critical. Teach them to guard their heart. And coupled with that, lesson number seven, teach them to hate evil. To hate evil. If you think about it, this goes hand in hand with fearing God. And in fact, the Proverbs makes that very connection repeatedly. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So for someone to reverentially fear God, the consequence of that is that they're going to hate evil. They're going to hate these things. Evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth. So teach them to hate evil. Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I mean, how are those coupled? Well, we're departing from evil because we don't want to experience the wrath and the chastisement of God in our lives. And then Proverbs 23:17, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Now this verse is so important for older teenagers, college students, especially those who go to a secular college. Let not thine heart envy sinners. There are going to be times when an older child or a college student is going to see what's going on with their friends who are in the world and say, well, they seem to have it so good. And they're able to do all these things that I've been not allowed to do. Ah, that's envying sinners. So the admonition is to, but be thou in the fear of the Lord. That is to say, know that God is watching to see what you're going to do and what you're going to choose. And make sure you choose the way of righteousness and not the way of evil. So mothers, teach your children to hate evil. Lesson number 8, teach them to respect authority. Teach them to respect authority. Turn over to Proverbs 24. And we'll look at verses 21 and 22. It says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both?" And this is an interesting couple of verses here in Proverbs, because it starts out talking about the fear of the Lord, and then it says the fear of the king. Well, who's the king? The king is a governmental authority that God has placed in our lives that we're to submit to. And so really the lesson here is to teach your children to respect authority, because God puts that authority there in our lives. Teach your children that by showing respect to God and submitting to Him and His commandments is important. That's where you start, the fear of the Lord. But teach them also respect for governmental authorities that God has placed in our lives. Teach them to be in submission to the law, to be law-abiding citizens, if you will. I teach them to show respect for mom and dad, those parental authorities that God has placed in their lives. So we're teaching our children to respect authority, God's authority, the governmental authorities, the parental authorities that God has placed in their lives, by really doing what they say and by having a heart of submission under their authority. The 9th lesson to teach your children is teach them to choose their friends carefully. This is so important. This is a huge lesson. We go back to Proverbs chapter 1. And I want to read verses 10 through 16. "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." It's so easy for a teenager, for somebody in their early 20s even, to fall in among the wrong crowd. Maybe they go to a new place, start a new job, go to a new school. They make new friends. And in the process of making those new friends, maybe they're not as discerning as they should be. And there are friends like this, who aren't friends at all, who would influence them to do evil, to do those things which God says are wrong. And so it's so important to teach children when they're in the home to choose their friends carefully. Proverbs 23, 6 and 7 says, "Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Now this proverb is saying, don't even go out to eat with somebody like that. Don't get close in social settings with people that are bent toward evil. Be discerning. In that same chapter, Proverbs 23:19, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." The warning is clear. If teenagers and college students get into the party crowd, it's going to lead to very bad consequences. So choose friends carefully, and we need to teach our children this. Mothers, you need to teach your children this. And mothers especially seem to have an instinct about this. You know, that maybe this friend isn't such a good influence after all. And so don't be afraid, mothers, to kind of protect, hedge in your children and say, no, you can't play with so-and-so. I'm not going to let you go with so-and-so. I want you to stay away from so-and-so. You can explain why as they get to the teen years and they're saying, well, why not? And it's not just because I said so. It's because I love you and I want you to choose your friends carefully. In my judgment, this is not a good friend. And then finally, lesson number 10. And I'll just put it the biblical way here. Teach them to go to the ant. What can children learn from ants? Well, they can learn the lesson of diligence. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Proverbs 10:5 says, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. So teach your children the important lesson of diligence. Teach it to them when they're young, when you're going to give them maybe chores around the house to do and ensure that they do those chores. And when they do them, reward them for doing them. Use that positive reinforcement to show them that there is a reward in diligent and hard work. When they accomplish a task, when they finish a project, when they reach a goal, celebrate that with them. And reinforce the message that diligence pays off, but laziness doesn't. That's what the Proverbs are saying here. And it's a sad reality that sometimes those children grow up into teenagers and they become very lazy. And teenagers become sometimes resistant to that parental influence that says, you need to clean your room. You need to go out and do some work. You need to mow the lawn. You know, there are things that need to be done. So make sure that your children learn the lesson of diligence. Well, I've chosen these because these are important lessons. And many of them come from the Proverbs, but there are many more lessons that mothers, of course, need to teach their children. But these are good. Maybe I don't want to call them a top 10, but they're right up there. Very important lessons. Mothers, teach your children important lessons from God's Word. Let me just review them for you. Make sure that you have them all. Number one, teach them to love God. Most important, the greatest commandment, to love God. Number two, teach them to reverence God. And that's reverence with a holy fear. Number three, teach them to trust God. Number four, teach them to obey God. Number five, teach them to seek the wisdom of God. Number six, teach them to guard their heart. Number seven, teach them to hate evil. Number eight, teach them to respect authority. Number nine, teach them to choose their friends carefully. And number 10, teach them to be diligent, to go to the ant. These are critical lessons for mothers to teach their children. And grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, teach your children these important lessons from God's Word. This is your duty and this is your privilege as a mother. Be sure to do this. Our Father, we thank you for this practical message from your Word, words of wisdom from the Proverbs and other passages that we've looked at today. And I do pray for our mothers. Help them to not be weary in well-doing. Help them to be diligent about the tasks that you've given them to teach their children, to impart your wisdom, your truth unto their children. Help them in this very important task. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.